Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Virtual Ingenuity Business Podcast. Our guest today is Naomi Greenstein. She is an SEO-friendly copywriter with 7+ years of experience in marketing, SEO, and copywriting, and she serves business leaders and entrepreneurs worldwide. Through her copywriting agency, Glass House Media, which is based in Buffalo, New York, by the way, she helps her clients increase their search engine visibility, conversations, and revenue online with strategic, aligned copy that speaks to their ideal audience. And I want to preface this, because she is in Buffalo, New York, that's where she's housed, but she is virtual. So she services clients worldwide. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and be talking to you all today.
I'm so thrilled to have you on the podcast today. So let's talk about copywriting and why words matter. This is such an important topic because I have clients, Naomi, that ask me, what exactly is copywriting and why is it so important? So let's talk about that for just a minute. You know, I feel that copywriting is really an art. And it's the art of creating text for the purpose of advertising and marketing, simply put, but not as easy to do, right? Not as easy to create. So the product really is called copy. And that's a written content that really increases your brand awareness and connects with audiences, wherever your audience is, wherever your target market is, and with the goal of moving someone to action.
Yeah, absolutely.
So words really do matter. They make us think, they inspire us, and they influence our behavior, don't they?
They definitely do. And
I mean, so with this in mind, developing a cohesive, memorable content should really be a part of every organization's marketing strategy, I think. I think that it's really an essential part and a foundation to good marketing. Wouldn't you agree?
I absolutely agree. And, you know, you might say that I'm biased because I'm a copywriter, but I truly, you know, I've come from marketing. So I'm from the marketing world and I've done most facets of marketing. I've been an SEO strategist. I have experience with paid ads. I have done, you know, account management. So I'm kind of creating these campaigns to make my clients more money and bring more revenue into their business. And I really have found over the years that the copy is generally the most important part because it's what sells. You know, you can have all of these other elements that, you know, are still very strategic and are important to creating, you know, a very well-rounded digital presence. But if you don't have the copy that is speaking to your audience and it's conversion driven in that way, you're just not going to see the return that you're hoping for. So I think it's hugely important. I know that it's hugely important.
Yes, for sure. So let's now talk about what is content writing and what is copywriting? How did the two differ?
Yeah. Okay. That's a really good question. And I get that a lot too, because I did a lot of content writing in college and, you know, it took me a bit to realize that copywriting was something completely different. The two are not really interchangeable. Content writing, just to put it, you know, quite simply, content writing is writing to entertain or inform. So think like blog posts or like those little listicles that you see on BuzzFeed, things like that. That'd be more content type writing. Copywriting is what you would see on, you know, a website or a sales page. I'm sure, you know, we're all in business. We've all seen those really long sales pages. The reason why those are so long is because they're very strategic in what they're trying to get you to do. So content writing, not that there's not a strategy in content too, because in blog posts, there's still an action you want them to take, whether it's to follow your blog or subscribe to your newsletter or, you know, send you a message, whatever it is. But with the copywriting, you're actively trying to sell a product or a service. So because I work with service-based business leaders and entrepreneurs, a lot of the times what we're working on is, you know, somebody's coaching program or, you know, a health and wellness type of program. So it's really important to make that strategic so that it's selling and it's talking to all of the right points so that the person who comes on, that hopefully ideal customer, sees that and is like, oh my God, you're taking my thoughts right out of my head and putting them on paper in front of me. And that's when you know that you've done it right. You know, when you get those, because I've gotten that from my website too. Even people have said to me like, oh my God, this is like, you took the words out of my mouth. And I'm like, yeah, girl, I know. I know what you need.
That's right.
So it's speaking to that need in a way that gets people to make the conversion of, you know, sending you the contact form, clicking the button to download your pricing guide or your freebie guide, getting them to sign up for your intro offer or hopefully your higher level offer. So yeah, it's super crucial.
Yeah. So you want your target audience to take those steps necessary that you've provided for them to buy your product or your services, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, Naomi, what you do is so special because you have to really figure out your client and how to get that content across to them and to how mm-hmm. to tell their story. And really, you want to strengthen that connection between the brand and the consumer, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. And I think now a lot of companies are virtual, and really reaching your audience, I think now is really more important than ever before. And it's also important to make sure that your message is intentional and consistent. I'm going to talk a little bit about strong content for a minute. So you really want to make sure that you're telling your customers what you want them to know and what they need to know, right, in order to purchase your service or product.
Well, and it's also getting really, like, that's what copy does, you know, copy that's conversion driven, you know, it's also backed by psychology. You have to think about, how do you get people to buy?
Yes.
And it's finding that message. It's finding like that very deep meaning. And it's hard sometimes because you have to dig very deep beyond just like what you think is the surface level thing. Like, oh, people want my coaching program because they want to make more money in their business. Yeah. But why do they want to make more money in their business? We all want to make more money. What's the driving factor? Is there something else there? Maybe it's that they want to buy a house for their family, or maybe it's that they want to spend more time with their kids because they are sick of working so much and they want a business that works for them and doesn't just work them, you know? So it's like, it's really getting to the nitty gritty of like, what are these people who would want my service? What do they actually want? Because usually what you're selling isn't what they actually want. It's that underlying part. Yeah.
That's right. And then you also want to get across too with copywriting, what differentiates you, what sets you apart from your competitors. You really want to be deliberate about what you're sharing as well, mm-hmm. about your business and your company.
Absolutely. I always, this is a technique that I, you know, have kind of pulled together from a couple of agencies I worked at, but I have a pretty extensive brand questionnaire. It's, you know, part of my process because it allows me to really get into who my client is, what they do, what the transformation is. And it's also kind of interesting to see what they think about their business and then versus what I'm seeing on the outside. Cause sometimes it's like when you're so close to something, you're not seeing clearly. So it's a way for me to kind of get their perspective, but also take the research that I've seen that will work for them and implement it together. But yeah, as part of that questionnaire, I do ask them like, what are your three unique characteristics about your business that set you apart? Cause it's like, if you can pick up three things that make you different, that's great. And let's talk about those. Let's put them on, you know, your main pages. Let's put them front and center so people can see them, because there are so many people in web design and in coaching and in all these things, and we need to make you different. So that's, yeah,
very,
it's definitely a part of my process.
Right. That's a great process. So why do we need strategic copy to sell? I mean, let's talk a little bit about SEO and what SEO, you know, can do. The first page of Google usually receives about nearly 92% of all web traffic. Mm-hmm. And experienced copywriters usually will identify specific words. Now, SEO, let me back up a little bit, is search engine optimization. So it's really important for a copywriter to identify specific words and phrases to boost a company's SEO and to find ways to weave them into, if it's a website, whether it's a blog, any social media posts, or anything of that nature that's marketing for them. So do you want to talk a little bit about SEO and how you go about improving SEO for your clients?
Yeah, for sure. So really SEO, it's, you said it perfectly, you know, it's just, it's, you know, search engine optimization. It's the act of getting your, it's the process, I should say, of getting your website to rank higher in search engines, so that when people do look for somebody who offers a service that you provide, you're showing up on page one or two. Cause you know, it's like you said, it's pretty rare that people go past page two, let alone page one. Even we're busy people and we don't want to wait, and we want instant action, instant results. We're very results driven creatures. So we want to know what we need to know now. We don't want to wait. So for SEO, it's really important to pick out keywords that people are typing in that resonate with your business. So it's kind of a little game of like a puzzle of getting keywords that are, you know, long tail, which means, you know, not just like cakes or wedding cakes, but like lace and pearl wedding cakes or classic wedding cakes, you know, because it's this, it's making sure it's not so broad, like wedding cakes, so that you're going to be buried underneath hundreds and hundreds of search results, but also not too specific so that there's like maybe two people looking for you and they might not choose you anyway. You know, it's just like, statistically speaking, we have to like make sure there's enough people looking at you so that your chances of somebody clicking on you and, you know, choosing to go with you are worth it. So like I said, it's definitely a game, and I have a couple tools that I use to help me determine the keywords that I want to use. But I think SEO is super important, and there's a lot of, I'm going to say, old school SEOers out there who there's not as many anymore. We've sort of weeded them out, but there's still some people who do those kind of black hat tactics, like, oh, let's just put a bunch of white text, you know, keywords in white text on this white background and nobody will see it, but it'll help. That's bad for many reasons. Number one, it's just kind of gross and unethical, but two, Google, she's not stupid. She knows, she's gotten very smart. You know, there have been a lot of advancements with Google. You know, there's like over 300 updates to it a year. So it, you know, it's a search engine that's constantly learning. So it knows when it crawls your website, whether or not you're being shady with your SEO. And so implementing it into your copy is a great way to make sure that you're showing up in search engines and growing that visibility. And, you know, I also, for my clients, I write title tags and meta descriptions for them as well, so that when they get the copy, literally all they have to do is go implement it on their website. I want it to be so beyond easy for them that it's just, they don't have to worry about it. I think that's what most of us service providers want to do, is we just want to make their lives easier, make them more money, get them more clients that they want to work with. So I think SEO can help with that a lot.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And so updating your website is also key, because you talked about SEO a lot and Google.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're right. Google is so smart, and Google is updated so frequently. So if you have a website and you have content on your website and it's just sitting there, well, guess what? And you don't update it after a year or so, your website's going to fall to the bottom. You know, you have to keep updating your website, creating new key terms, because the language, the English language does not stay the same. You know, we have key phrases that changes.
Absolutely. And that is the thing too, is people change all the time the way things are phrased. And even, it's kind of interesting, actually. There's a tool that I use. It's just a free thing called Google Trends. And I use this for location specific businesses, where they're, you know, they're not working with people across the nation or worldwide. They're just working with people in their specific locale. But I love, you said that you've used it before.
Yes. I love Google Trends. Yes.
It's awesome to see, like, you know, somebody where you live might, you know, use a completely different term, like for, you know, tennis down South, they say tennis shoes, right? Instead of sneakers.
Yes. That is so true.
Yeah. So it's like, if you're typing in you know, like you're making an ad or making content for tennis shoes, but you're serving people specifically in the North, we're like, what the hell are tennis shoes?
Right.
You mean sneakers?
Right.
So
right.
It's like, you need to know who you're talking to. Like
that's right.
Another example is, I used to work for a small marketing agency and we catered to the automotive aftermarket, and we would have to check out like in, you know, this, like in the West, are they saying auto repair or auto shop, or are they using a different term? Cause it's like just one little tweak like that can mean the difference between your SEO doing well, or it kind of not really serving you in the way that it should be. So it's fun.
And so, you know, it really does entail, you touched on it really, really well. It really does include a lot of research. You've got to identify your audience, establish whom you're intending to reach, mm-hmm. right? And then you've got to speak their language, their different messages and mediums that resonate with different people.
Absolutely.
You have to really focus on using the appropriate language for your specific customer. And then also, not just that too, Naomi, but you have to use a language that's also going to complement your brand as well.
That's true too. And that can be hard because, you know, if you're, you know, maybe a younger person in your 20s, like a millennial or something, but you're serving, you know, for example, women who are in their 50s, 60s, mm-hmm. you need to find that delicate balance between sounding like yourself, but also sounding like you're catering to women who are not in your generation, because the way that I speak is not the way that my mother, who's in her 60s, speaks. It's completely different. So
right.
You have to find that balance between being true to yourself, but also, you know, speaking your client's language.
That's right. And then you also have to relay that on top of that across social media platforms. You know, if you're on LinkedIn versus Facebook, they're two different audiences, two different target
100%.
Audiences. Yeah. Two different languages.
And they have different goals too.
That's
There's
right.
completely different goals. So, yeah.
Okay. So let's talk now about email copy versus any other copy, sure. and why email copy can really increase your revenue faster than any other copy that's out there.
Yeah. Okay. I love this question. So I think, when was that? I think it was like was it in the fall maybe, or in early spring, when Instagram crashed for like a full day and
yes.
the internet was losing their minds.
Yep.
And understandably so, because, you know, us creative business owners, you know, and all creators and influencers, we put a lot of energy into our content creation for Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever. So it's scary to think that there's a possibility that that could go away and we would have no access to our followers. So it's frustrating, but it's a very real, you know, possibility. And so what I always say to people, and well, this is not a hot take because people said this after that Instagram crash, you don't own your followers. You own your email list though.
That's right. That's right.
And the other thing with your followers too, is you can't guarantee that people who are, you know, in your, you know, list of followers are actually engaging with your content and they're there for the right reasons. You know, people play this game on Instagram specifically that really frustrates me, you know, as a business owner, where they do this like, oh, I'm going to follow you until you follow me back. And then I'm going to unfollow you so that I can add you to my tally, but I don't have to actually engage with your content. So it's definitely very rude and it's pretty frustrating. And so it's like, you never really know if somebody trying to follow you is truly interested in what you have to offer and what you have to say too. Your email list is a totally different beast because people don't just like find their way there. You know, there's a reason. It was like maybe a freebie that they wanted to try out,
right.
or they wanted to see your pricing, or there was something else that they opted into and they specifically told you like, yes, I want to receive your content, whatever it is. Those are warm leads right now sitting in your inbox who are at some point, even for a split second, expressed an interest in working with you. You know, so it's like, why would you not take advantage of that? And I think there's so much power in creating, you know, automated email funnels too, because, you know, for example, as a service provider, you need to have a funnel that's associated with your pricing guide and your freebie guide that kind of, you know, it walks them through how to use both and what you offer and how you can help them. But even after that, for example, if you're a coach and somebody opted into your, you know, intro offer, an intro offer would be something like, you know, an audit, something small, but still helpful. That's under like $200-$300, give them an email sequence to kind of keep nurturing them along the way. And then you can loop them into another one where it's talking about maybe a higher tier offer, because even if they don't want it, they're going to opt out and that's fine. They're not the right person for you anyway, because they're not interested. But if they do, you've just increased the lifetime value of that client, of that customer, whatever, because of your email sequences. So it's like basically retargeting these people who've already expressed an interest in working with you, who are already sitting there, you know, with an interest in whatever you have to do. So I think it's very smart to have strategic email funnels where you're like, all right, you've opted in, let's talk a little bit and see what they're looking for.
Right. And the thing is, you know, you don't have to opt in too. So you have that option, which is great. Mm-hmm. So I have clients that come to Virtual Ingenuity and they want to design a website or they want to revamp their website. Mm-hmm. So why should, and they tell me this, let me back up. They say, well, I have the design. I know exactly what I want for my website, but they don't have the copy. Yeah, right. So why is copy so important before the actual design of your website and sales pages?
Oh gosh. Yeah. Great question. Copy is huge. It's huge. We've been talking about that this whole time. but it's huge for websites and sales pages, and it has to come before the design because the copy is what dictates the tone, you know, right, the placement of things, the direction of the website or the sales page, whatever it is. And the design comes after. The design is very important. I don't want to, you know, shove that to the side. It's very important and it plays into the strategy quite heavily. But the design draws attention to the words, but the words are the thing that sell. You know, your copy is what's selling. So if you're like, oh, I want like this image here and that here and this here, yada, yada, and there's too much above the fold, for example, and you're not, you know, sending that message home right away, you're just losing out on conversions. You're losing out on the possibility of working with this person or that person because the copy just isn't, it's not there, you know, it's not engaging. So if there's too much focus on the design and like the layout and making it look gorgeous, which there are some really gorgeous sales pages out there that have amazing copy, you can do both, but you need to lay that framework first and know exactly what you're going to say so that the design can be like, okay, great. This is a testimonial section. Let's like play this up a lot and make it really cute and, you know, go from there. So, but yeah, the copy is the strategy. So if you don't have that, it's not a good idea to spend money on design because it just doesn't make sense. It's like the chicken before the egg.
That's right. I agree 100%. So what do you think? I'll throw this out at you, Naomi. What do you think the most important copywriting skill to master is? I think that a lot of people will argue that it's probably a standout headline. I don't think so. For me, I think you have to understand how your target market thinks.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I like that question a lot. I do think headlines are really important. I think even more so, I'm going to say subject lines for emails are crazy important. You know, yes, tweaking one or two words in an email subject line can take the open rates from 25% to 65%. That's absolutely a huge difference, you know? But I honestly, I kind of agree with what you said. I think that, getting the voice down and getting the message across is huge because when you're a copywriter, unless you're, you know, you're very, very niche and you only work for one specific type of, you know, provider, you need to be able to be flexible. I've worked with people who are in website design and branding design, yes, but I've also worked for physical therapists and sleep specialists and wedding vendors and Ayurvedic practitioners. Like none of those are, you know, consistent. They're not the same at all. So it's really important to be able to get into the voice of your client and communicate their message to their clients so that it feels consistent and it feels cohesive. And that's, you know, that is part of the strategy, is making sure that it resonates, because if it doesn't, then you're really not speaking to anybody. You're just kind of throwing words out into the void. So yeah, I would say, you know, getting into the voice and making that message really come through loud and clear is, you know, it's one of the most important skills, and it's hard to master. It takes time.
Right.
So it's, yeah.
And you've been a copywriter for over 7 years. So you've learned the skills that's necessary to really be in tune with your client.
Yeah. And I, you know, I was lucky personally, sorry to interrupt you there.
No, it's fine.
I like to say that I feel like I was lucky because I also had a lot of great mentors. You know, I was an English major and, you know, writing a lot of papers and things like that, and reading my, you know, freshman year research papers to my, you know, graduate dissertation. No, that's a completely different ballgame from copy, but just, yeah, you know, having those mentors who can help you with those types of papers. And also then your copywriting in a business setting is huge because, you know, you're getting feedback from professionals. So that helped me a lot. But I mean, yeah, like I said, it doesn't happen overnight. So
right about that, for sure. So, you know, the benefits of good copywriting is this. Just want to recap a little bit. Good copy sells. We know that, right? It's important to craft a story, to entertain your readers, make sure it resonates with your readers. You want copy that's really going to cause your readers to take action and promote your product or business, right? In the way that's going to pull in your audience. It's a vast audience of who your target market is. Another thing that we really didn't touch on, Naomi, is that good copy builds relationships.
Absolutely.
It builds relationships with your audience. And I feel that it's really the bridge that will build a long-standing connection between you and your customers. Because in essence, your customer loyalty all begins with the message that you convey with your words, right?
Yeah,
totally. And then also, I think that good copy transforms products into must-haves. You have to know the advantages of your product. And you have to get with a great copywriter such as yourself at Glasshouse Media that's going to take the skill of copywriting and give a new twist that will really stimulate, you know, the imagination of your audience and just make them really crave what you offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have to provide measurable results. That's super duper important because that will lead to increased engagement across your social media platforms and really just improve your conversation rates.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think also that good copywriting does not need to be defined to really one method. There's really not a really defined method to copywriting. I think it's, yeah. Go ahead. No.
I agree. I think there are so many copywriters out here and there's, you know, there's more than one way to do it. I think that people have their own process and however you, you know, get it done, is up to you. But if you really have a great process and are very established in it, you're going to be great.
Right. So tell me, what does working with Glasshouse Media look like? What's the process that you use to get clients to get their end results?
Yeah, sure. So for me, when I have clients inquire, it's usually people contact me through DMs or email, or just shoot me a message, through the contact form on my website. So we usually just start talking a little bit and before we happen to call, sometimes I try to just make sure that we're on the same page first. And once we get on that discovery call, that's really the chance for us to get even further into it, into their goals, into what they're looking to do with their copy, because their goals help kind of frame how I want to tackle the copy, because I'm like, all right, well, we're strategizing to get this or achieve that. So that's helpful. Once we book, you know, I have a couple different packages like VIP days and things like that, those are really nice. They're a very fast turnaround service where I essentially write full copy with SEO for a website, for a sales page, you know, launch copy, whatever, in a day. So it's a really awesome service for people who, you know, need their copy yesterday, as I say.
Right. That's great.
So, but for me, once we get, you know, to the booking stage, they either, you know, can open book a VIP day, which is a set price, or I'll send them a custom proposal so that they can kind of understand what they're getting into and what everything entails. Once that happens, they get the brand questionnaire that I referenced earlier, and they have a couple of days to do that because, you know, it is a bit in depth, but it is for a reason. It's giving me everything that I would possibly need that I can include on their website. I might not use all of it, but I use most of it, and right. It all plays into the final result. And while they're doing that, I'm off doing keyword research, you know, for the SEO purposes, and compiling a list of keywords I'm going to work from. And I'm also framing out the document. I find for me, you know, and also coming from, you know, the world of education and being an English major, I have to map out all of my projects. I did that with my, you know, 60-page dissertation in grad school. I like mapped out every single chapter, put my research points in, what I wanted to write, and then it's just filling in the gaps. So
yes.
I'm working on all of that. And then once I get the brand questionnaire back, I'm reviewing it. We hop on a call one last time, if necessary, just to clarify anything. And then the writing begins, which is where it gets fun. So for me personally, I don't know if other copywriters do this, but I like to give my clients a bit of a peek. I call it like a first look halfway through their copy. So whether it's a VIP day and they get their first look at lunchtime that day, or if it's a 2-week project for a bunch of email funnels and I'm just sending them the first email funnel that I've written, I want them to see what's happening so far so that we can both be on the same page and make sure it's feeling aligned before I move on. You know, I think it's important to get their input right off the bat. So once I know that we're on track, I continue writing. They get the copy in a Google document that is shared with them. And for the round of revisions that they get, that varies depending on the project, we go into that Google Doc together. You know, we can do it on a Zoom call or just, you know, remotely. A lot of times I'll be kind of doing other things in the background, and right. So are they. And they can comment directly in the doc what they want changed, and I go ahead and fix it for them. So it's a very collaborative back and forth process, which I like because they're getting to tell me exactly what they want to change. If there are things, usually it's just kind of little verbiage tweaks here and there. And then, yeah, we're off to the races, and they can take that copy and implement it where it's needed, you know, as soon as possible, whether it's, you know, they themselves that do it or their designer, it's, they're all set with it. So
great. That's awesome. I love that process because it's really important when you're a copywriter to really get your client involved in the process, because you really, I mean, writing for someone that doesn't really understand even the process or what you're trying to say can be difficult. So really getting them involved is really great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Glasshouse Media can be found, and it's an interesting spelling to glass as well. So explain that. Naomi.
All right. Yes. So glass, it's pronounced gloss actually, which sounds a little snooty, but I swear it's not. Gloss is an Irish word. It means green. And it's sort of a play off of my maiden name, which is Greenstein. And it's because I lived in Ireland for a while. It's where I went to grad school. So Glass House Media, is spelled GLAS House Media. So that's the story behind there.
Okay. So we can reach you at glosshousemedia.com and contact you there. So thank you so much, Naomi. We had a wonderful conversation with you.
Thank you so much too. Those were really fun questions to answer too. I love getting into the stuff.
Great. I know, I can tell. I love it. I love writing too. And it's so important because there's so many individuals out there that really have difficulty writing. So this is really an important skill to have.
So yeah, that's for sure.
Yes. Okay. So thank you to our listening audience. We always appreciate you here at Virtual Ingenuity LLC. As you know, I will have a transcript available so that you can reach out to Naomi at Glasshouse Media So until next time, guys, Naomi, thank you so much for being here.
Yay. Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Okay, guys, let's impact together. Thank you so much. Until next time. Bye.